so much for tuning in to Straight Talk with Dr. Sharmi Pratt. I am your host, Dr. Sharmi Pratt. In the studio with me, I have Ms. Casey Storlong. Today, we're going to be talking about the topic, are you positioned? And what does that mean to be in position or out of position? And so today, I am going to have Casey come alongside and just really talk to us about the dynamics of being positioned. Good morning, Casey. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Sharmi. Thank you so much for having me be part of your podcast today.
Well, thank you for joining me. Let's jump into our topic. What does it mean to you to be positioned?
Well, first and foremost, I love the topic for today's discussion. And when I think about what does it mean to be positioned, you know, what immediately comes to my mind is I have to ask myself, am I in alignment with God? Am I positioned in the place where He wants me to be so I can be at my most maximum and most effective for His glory? That's what it means to me to be in position.
That's good. That's good. And so when you talk about the whole concept of being in position for God, many people today believe that they are in a position that God has placed them in. Well, can you tell me from your perspective, times or a time when you felt like that you were not in the right position so our audience can get a better understanding of what you're speaking about?
Sure. When I first got married, which was close to almost 7 years ago, I really felt that God was calling me to do more with my sewing business. I am a third generation seamstress. I had always sewn clothes, but I had always sewn for myself. And people would ask me and say, hey, can you teach me how to sew? Will you sew this for me? And for whatever reason, fear, anxiety, just not really wanting to step outside of my comfort zone, I would always say no. And over time, God began to really deal with my heart based upon circumstances. But really, it was the only door that God was opening for me to make money. And God used that experience to let me know that I was being out of position by telling people, no, I wasn't going to teach them how to sew. No, I would not, you know, sew personally for them. God was showing me that, hey, I'm moving you. And if you want to be in position, if you want to be in alignment with me, if you want blessings, if you want income, this is where I am trying to get you to be. And so, you know, God used that time. And like I said, it was really through circumstances where He showed me someone that prayed, someone that went to church faithfully, someone that was a tither, that I could be all of those things and still not be in position with where He wanted me to be. And so He used those circumstances to make it a very hard, uncomfortable place for me to move and get in position. And now I have a sewing school. I am teaching people from all over how to sew. And God is really blessing my business and my life now that I am in position with where He wants me to be.
That's good. That's good. And so even now, as we're talking about the dynamics of just something so simple as you're not being obedient or even just feeling like, you know, you wanted to do it, you wanted to sew and different things like that, you're saying that even in that, it had you out of position from the places that God wanted you to increase and prosper in, is what I'm hearing. And so with that being said, what would you say to those that are tuning in that may find themselves in those predicaments where they believe that they have all these talents and giftings on the inside of them, but they don't necessarily see themselves, you know, in a place where they are doing those particular things. But as we're talking about the dynamics of being positioned, they're actually not in the position to prosper. Right. Mm-hmm. And so what would it be? What would you say as an individual to those people that will tune in and join us, and even hear us just talking about, are you in position? Because I love how you said, you know, the fact that people were asking me to do these things and I'm like, nah, I ain't going to do that. I don't want to do it. Whatever reason you had your reasoning. But when you got into position, that produce, like you said, the prosperity, the where you see yourself now, you having a sewing school. And I mean, man, I even as I look on Facebook and see some of your posts and different things like that, I mean, man, it's like all over the world really is being able to be impacted by what you're doing right now. But if you stayed out of that place of not wanting to do that thing that right that you knew how to do, you wouldn't necessarily been in the right place to be blessed or be prosperous, is something that I'm hearing you saying. So what would you say to those people?
So everything that I'm doing right now with the sewing school, in the process of you know, opening up a brick and mortar spot to host my sewing classes, even doing book publishing for clients, everything that I'm doing now, all of those skills were in me 10 or 15 years ago. I think the biggest thing is that I needed to see myself how God saw me. And I think that's the biggest hindrance to people really getting in position and in the flow and in alignment with God, is that God sees us as complete. He sees us as whole. He sees us through a lens of love. And I was not seeing myself that way. So when people would say, hey, can you sew this for me? Or can you teach me how to sew? I felt very confident in my own ability to sew for myself, but my self-esteem or my belief in being able to sew for others was completely different. I was like, no, I'm not good enough to sew for other people. I'm not good enough to teach other people. And really, I had to begin to ask myself, well, who told you that you aren't good enough? Because that does not sound like that would come from God. And so, you know, the Bible talks about as a man thinketh, he is. And so I really want to challenge the listeners out there. If you feel God nudging you to get in position, to get in alignment, it's because he wants to bless you. And so even now, every day, I have to pray, God, help me to see myself as you see me. Help me to receive fully everything that you have for me. Because when we are in position with how God thinks about us, then we can be in position physically and also in naturally as well.
Wow. I like that. I like the, I really like the fact you said when we are in position to think about ourselves like God thinks about us. And so with that being said, one must first bring their minds under the submission of what God has declared about them in order for them to even be able to be positioned in the natural or even doing the things that God had told them to do. Because I understand that we have, I can just talk about myself, just even now doing the things that I'm doing right now. I didn't have enough faith or belief in my own abilities to be able to step out and do so many of the things that I'm doing now because of just what I believed about me. It wasn't something that God said, but it was something that I embraced probably from other people, probably from a lack of not feeling worthy enough or however you want to put it. But my mind was not positioned on what God has said, that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, right? I heard it, I read it, but to believe it and really walk in it was like two different concepts for me. And so I want to ask you a question then. How did you begin to accept or and even embrace the concept of believing in yourself enough to position your mind to think like God thought about you?
Well, yeah, and I think I heard Joyce Meyer talk about that there are many layers to knowing. And so as someone who, you know, knew the Bible, had knowledge, you know, sometimes it takes those layers for that knowing to reach our heart. And for me, my circumstances got really uncomfortable. You know, I really found myself like in a place of lack. And I was like, look, I know this is not of the Lord. And as I would pray to God about my finances and pray to God about my situation, the Holy Spirit would just nudge me and say, hey, I put gifts, I put talents on the inside of you. Use what I've placed in your hands. And so in order to be able to do that, I really needed to pray. I knew that God was calling me to be an entrepreneur. I knew he was calling me to bless and impact lives. People were pulling on me saying, hey, can you help me? Can you teach me? And I was like, look, I got to go through a mind change. I have to renew my mind according to the word of God. If I refuse to renew my mind and get in the position God wants me to get in, I'm going to be stuck. I'm going to be in lack forever, and I can't have that happen. So, you know, God used uncomfortable situations to really cause me to move and get in position.
Wow. Let me ask you this question, because you said that you found yourself in spaces where you understood that you were going to have to do something in order to move forward in your life. Well, did it take you a long time from your own personal standpoint? Did it take you long to embrace or to even receive as God was saying? Did you find yourself going up and down, or did you just get it and run with it?
You know, that's a really good question. And I think that for me, you know, there have been, you know, peaks and valleys. And, you know, the word talks about that we go from grace to grace and faith to faith. And God has been really merciful with me. So, you know, bit by bit, I started, you know, teaching sewing with one person. And then over COVID, I opened up my house and started, you know, teaching groups. Just recently, I have a class. I think there are about 15 people in that class, and I'm now hiring instructors to help me with my sewing classes. So it's been, you know, bit by bit, faith by faith. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even now, you know, God is downloading more dreams and more visions. And you know what? I'm just like, God, just hold my hand and walk with me every step of the way. So that's my process. And that has been how my journey has been to get in position with God.
That's good. That's good. All right. So we're going to wrap this up. But before we wrap this up, Casey, what would be some techniques or some strategies that you can give to other individuals to position themselves to walk in the grace that God gives once our minds come into alignment with what he has declared about us?
Sure. I know that you are full of tons of resources about mind management and about how we think. And so I recommend people to stay connected to Dr. Sharmi and to follow her books and to follow her teachings. There's also one book called Power Thought by Joyce Meyer. And I read that book consistently and constantly. And it's just filled with biblical truths, biblical affirmations. And it just really, to me, helps pull down strongholds regarding negative thoughts. So I just try to, you know, stay connected to positive people, stay in the word of God, because to me, that's my healing. There's something happened with my brain, whether you want to say like with life, circumstances, you know, or just being in this world, you know, and so I have to renew my mind according to the word of God. Like, that's what we have to do. We live in this world, and so we have to renew our mind according to the word of God. And so I am committed to just being really faithful in that area, because I must see what God sees. I must do what God says. I must be where God wants me to be so I can be, you know, just what 2 Timothy, I believe, talks about, just a good vessel, a good instrument to be used for his glory.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Well, everyone, Casey, I would like to thank you so much for joining us for Straight Talk with Dr. Sharmi Pratt. This has been nothing less than rich. And the principles and the tools that you just gave for people to even position themselves to do that has really been dynamic. And so thank you so much for joining us. I thank you for just accepting to come on and give some strategies to those out there on how to position themselves. And everyone, thank you for tuning in to Straight Talk with Dr. Sharmi Pratt.